مبادرة ضوء لتسجيل الكتب الصوتية للمكفوفين وضعاف البصر بصوت إيمان صوفان.
مادة اللغة الإنجليزية للثالث الثانوي الأدبي، كتاب الأنشطة Activity Book، الوحدة الأولى بعنوان World Issues، الدرس الثالث بعنوان Recycling Resources، من صفحة 14 حتى صفحة 18. Recycling Resources Reading. Before you read paper new from old, match these words and phrases with their meanings. A. Cloth. The answer is a material or fabric used to make clothes. B. Fiber. The answer is a very small piece of paper, wood, cloth, etc. C. Rot. The answer is decay. D. Sustainable. The answer is a practice or product that can be used or reused without causing damage to the environment. E. Wood pulp. The answer is wood after it has been crushed. ننتقل الآن إلى النص. Paper, new from old. The first paper was made from cloth nearly 2,000 years ago in China. Although paper can be made from all kinds of materials, such as cotton fibers, grass, or sugarcane, these days wood pulp is the material most commonly used to make new paper. That is, paper which contains no old or recycled paper. The modern world uses so much paper that environmentalists have persuaded us that we should recycle old paper. There is an increasing awareness in Syria of the need to recycle both paper and other materials. Paper recycling containers can now be found in some parts of the country, and some government agencies have begun paper recycling programs. Also, there is a greater education in schools about the need to take care of our environment. Although we use wood pulp from trees to make new paper, it's not true that recycling paper saves trees. Trees are commercially grown long-term crop, so that when they are cut down, new ones are planted. Also, paper makers use the parts of trees that cannot be used in other industries, such as building and furniture making. Nearly all new paper is made from wood grown in sustainable forests. Here are some of the facts related to producing recycled paper. Number 1. A larger proportion of household waste is paper or cardboard. About half of this is in newspapers and magazines. Number 2. For every ton of paper used for recycling, we have 30,000 liters of water, 3,000 or 4,000 kilowatt of electricity, and reduce air pollution. Number 3. Recycling paper is less harmful to the environment than burying it in landfill sites. This is because paper that is buried in the ground rots and produces methane, which is the powerful greenhouse gas. Despite our increasing dependence on information stored on computers, there will always be a demand for paper. In the interests of our environment, we have to make sure that we continue to recycle as much of it as possible. Number 2. Read the article to find out whether these statements are true or false. Correct the false statements. A. All paper is made from wood. The answer is false. Paper can be made from various different materials. B. Only paper can be recycled. The answer is False. Both paper and other materials can be recycled. C. Recycling paper saves trees. The answer is false. Trees are commercially grown long-term crop so that when they are cut down, new ones are planted. D. Most household waste is paper or cardboard. The answer is true. Number 3. Read the article again and complete these sentences with words or phrases from the list. There are two more terms than you need. Air pollution, environment, greenhouse gas, household waste, materials, sustainable forests. A. Grass and sugar cane are two of the... The answer is materials that can be used to make paper. B. Trees used for making paper are grown in... The answer is sustainable forests, where new trees are planted to replace ones which are cut down. C. About 50% of paper and cardboard in... The answer is household waste is made up of newspapers and magazines. D. Burying paper in landfill sites does more damage to the... The answer is environment than recycling it. Number 4. Complete these sentences with information from the article. A. The Chinese. The answer is... The Chinese were the first people to make paper from cloth almost 2,000 years ago. B. Paper recycling containers. The answer is... Paper recycling containers can now be found in some parts of Syria. C. The building and furniture industries cannot. The answer is... The building and furniture industries cannot use every part of tree. Number 5. Can you think of any reasons not to recycle? The answer is your own opinion. Vocabulary. Number 1. Complete these conversations with one of these color adjectives. There are some words which you don't need and others that you need to use twice. The words are black, blue, brown, green, red, white, yellow. The first one, A. Is that a letter you are reading? B. Yes, it's from an old friend. It came this morning completely out of the... The answer is blue, out of the blue. The second one, A. Have you heard the government has given the... The answer is green light, the green light to the building of a new airport. B. I think it's just a rumor. A. No, it's in the newspaper. Look, it's here in... The answer is black and white, in the black and white. The third one, A. Calm down. B. Sorry, someone accused me of being lazy and I just saw... The answer is red. So red. Number 2. Rewrite the sentences in your notebook using the three-part phrasal verbs in brackets. A. I can't wait for the summer holidays in Syria. You have to use look forward to. The answer is I'm looking forward to the summer holidays in Syria. B. Environmentalists are working hard to find new ways of saving energy. You have to use come up with. The answer is, environmentalists are working hard to come up with new ways of saving energy. C. If you want to improve your health, you should reduce the amount of sugar and fat you eat. You have to use cut down on. The answer is, if you want to improve your health, you should cut down on the amount of sugar and fat you eat. D. My journey to work gets worse every day. I don't think I can stand it for much longer. You have to use put up with. The answer is, my journey to work gets worse every day. I don't think I can put up with it for much longer. Grammar. Number 1. Rewrite these sentences using the verb wish and the words in brackets. You can use wish plus would, wish plus could, or wish plus past simple. A. You waste too much paper. Stop wasting paper in brackets. The answer is, I wish you would stop wasting paper. B. My brother spends many hours talking on the phone. Not spent so many hours in the brackets. The answer is, I wish my brother wouldn't spend so many hours on the phone. C. I'm very shy about talking in public. Not so shy in brackets. The answer is, I wish I weren't so shy about talking in public. D. Newspapers and magazines contain too many adverts. Not so many in brackets. The answer is, I wish newspapers and magazines didn't contain so many adverts. E. You eat too quickly. Not eat so quickly in brackets. The answer is, I wish you didn't eat so quickly. F. I am a very slow reader. Not such a slow reader in brackets. The answer is, I wish I weren't such a slow reader. G. We don't spend much time together. Spend more time in brackets. The answer is, I wish we could spend much more time together. H. The city center is really busy this morning. Not so busy in the brackets. The answer is, I wish the city center weren't so busy this morning. I. He has lost his keys. Find his keys in the brackets. The answer is, he wishes he could find his keys. Number 2. Write sentences to follow these beginnings using verb wish. A. I'm not old enough to go to university. The answer is, I wish I were older. B. I'm not very good at maths. The answer is, I wish I were better at maths. C. Hanny speaks really quickly. The answer is, I wish Hanny spoke more slowly. D. I can't speak French. The answer is, I wish I could speak French. E. You are always losing things. The answer is, I wish you didn't always lose things. F. We have to start work very early tomorrow morning. The answer is, I wish we didn't have to start work so early tomorrow morning. G. Going to the theater is expensive. The answer is, I wish going to the theater weren't so expensive. Writing. Look at the bar chart and answer these questions.
لدينا هنا مخطط بياني للنسب المئوية للمواد التي أعاد تدويرها عامي 2009 و 2010. للمعادن عام 2009 كانت 2%، 2010 1%. الزجاج عام 2009 كانت 4%، عام 2010 كانت 3%. بلاستيك عام 2009 كانت 1%، عام 2010 كانت 0.5%. الورق عام 2009 كانت 5%، عام 2010 كانت 5%. مواد أخرى عام 2009 كانت 1%، عام 2010 كانت 1%.
A. What do the two shades of gray in the bar chart represent? The answer is, the light gray color represents the year 2009 and the dark gray color represents the year 2008. B. Which materials were recycled the most and which were recycled the least? The answer is, paper was recycled the most and plastics were recycled the least. C. What was the general trend between 2009 and 2008? The answer is, the year 2009 records more recycling than the year 2010. The amount of recycling had decreased. D. What materials maintained the same level of recycling? The answer is, paper and other materials maintained the same level of recycling. E. Write a heading for each of the four paragraphs A to D of the report with the following labels: Introduction, Conclusion, Recommendations, and Key Facts. A. This report studies the percentage of materials recycled in the city of Norman in the years 2009 and 2010. The answer is Introduction. B. 2% of all metals were recycled in 2009 and 1% in 2010. 4% of glasses was recycled in 2009 and 3% in 2010. 1% of plastic were recycled in 2009 and 0.5% in 2010. 5% of paper was recycled in 2009 and also in 2010. 1% of other materials were recycled in 2009 and also in 2010. The answer is Key Facts. C. The figures showed that the percentage of materials which were recycled has decreased in 2010. It's a bad sign, proving that people are losing their enthusiasm for recycling. The answer is Conclusion. D. With reference to the figures in the bar chart, environmentalists should use awareness-raising campaigns in order to highlight the importance of recycling. The answer is Recommendations. F. Suggest a recommendation based on the information given in the chart, other than one mentioned in the report. The answer is Your own opinion. Number 2. Write a report of 100 or 120 words containing information shown in the bar chart you have been studying and from the answers you have given to exercise 1. Notice the following. Number 1. The title of the report, the two sections, Key Facts and Conclusion. Number 2. The use of bullet points to separate the information under the Key Facts heading. Number 3. The use of figures and numbers. You can use some of these words and phrases: about, approximately, nearly, just over, just under, a quarter, a third, half, in general, all age groups, most age groups. It's your own answer. The answer is your own opinion. انتهى التسجيل.